Baird, Brother and Sister, A.S., St. Helena, California, July 29, 1907. Mr. and Mrs. Baird, dear Brother and Sister Baird, I wish I were able to be in Washington and see you all. If it were not so far, I should certainly visit Washington again. I have the deepest interest in yourself and your wife. I am anxious that your wife shall be one of Christ's little children, learning of the precious teacher every day and enjoying the comforts of his grace. We all need to study the life and the teachings of Christ. As his little children, we should walk carefully in his footsteps and reveal to the world in our daily life the lessons that many need to learn. Our Savior has plainly stated, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Luke 9, verse 23. We are all, my dear Sister Baird, to be learners every day by earnest prayer and faithfully doing his will. We are to be doers of the word. Christ is the great medical missionary that came to our world. With the price of his own blood, he has purchased our service. The Father so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. We each have a special work to do. No other one can carry our responsibilities. After carefully reading the first chapter of the first epistle of John, we can better understand the second chapter. The apostle says, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the world. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked." 1 John 2, verse 1-6. What a responsibility rests upon every one of us who knows the truth through the word. Now is our time of test. With our whole heart, we thank God that we have the privilege of representing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, before the world, as one that taketh away sin. We are to be witnesses of this fact. The more we love Jesus, the more will we practice his virtues, and the greater will be our influence for good over those who know him not. Genuine conversion unites your heart in clinging faith to the friend of sinners. You join your weakness to his strength. You join your ignorance to his wisdom. Your efforts will then be, under his guidance, a power for good. How wonderful is the work of grace upon the human heart! It gives mental power, wisdom to use the talent of means, not in self-pleasing, but through self-denial, to carry forward missionary work. Christ, the Son of God, was a missionary to our world. He says, "Whoso will follow, let him forsake all." You cannot love him while copying the fashions of the world or enjoying worldly society. May God bless you.